Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, protests in Egypt took a very different turn yesterday. We spoke with Dalia Ziada yesterday. She's an Egyptian blogger and regional director of the American Islamic Congress. And Dalia, we spoke to you about the Million Woman March in Egypt, who are going to celebrate International Women's Day by marching for women's rights there in Egypt. And what ended up happening was that they were met with violence on the streets. What happened in Cairo?
Yeah, yesterday in Cairo, it was horrible. The situation was really crazy. People were, I can say they are thugs, stopping cars in the streets and harassing people in the cars and women. And they were throwing things on the people like stones, and sometimes gunshots were heard. I have witnessed this firsthand, and it was really, really bad. You know, it's like seeing this in front of your eyes. Everyone was surprised. We never expected it's gonna turn into this massive, massive, you know, disaster and chaos. I don't know what happened exactly, but it seems like there is some unshown or unknown hand behind this. And they are trying maybe to incite tension between people.
Are you talking about the unknown hand being a religious extremist group?
No, actually, I'm speaking about the ex-regime, because I think they are not happy with the stability we got after they removed the police forces from the streets. So probably they want just to prove that without the police forces, we will not be able to live safely.
But okay, you have no evidence that former police are doing that, though, right?
No, I have no evidence, of course, but this is what we are expecting. This is what we, because actually they have used the same tactics when the regime was in power. By, you know, inciting tension between sectarian groups, Muslims, Christians, Baha'is, and Muslims, and so, in order to distract people from the political problems. So, based on this, we are expecting that maybe they just want to take revenge of what we have achieved in the revolution. And
Could it be, Dalia Ziada, that after the incredible unity displayed by the Egyptian people prior to Hosni Mubarak's departure from the heading up the government, could it be that now that unity is simply fracturing and people are becoming divided among religious and obviously gender lines as well?
I am afraid this will happen in the very near future if we didn't try to contain the situation now. The military, the High Military Council, which is now ruling the country, must act firmly with those who done the chaotic actions yesterday. I don't agree with letting them just in the streets stealing people and scaring them in such a way. In the name of sectarian tension, you know, at the end we are all Egyptians. We are all under, we are all in the same boat. So everyone should understand this.
Dalia Ziada, Egyptian blogger, human rights activist, also regional director for the American Islamic Congress. She's talking about violence in Cairo yesterday. Hundreds of Egyptian women were demanding equal rights. They were met with verbal and physical abuse. They weren't the only ones. Christians were attacked as well in Cairo. Thank you so much, Dalia.